At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What if I told you that you get to choose the rules that apply in your life? I'm going to introduce you to the concept of grids. We know, for example, when someone is living off the grid, that they are not living within society. They are not connected to the internet, they're not connected to the regular electricity, they have their own thing built up, right? And when someone's living on the grid, they're living within the rules and structures of society. I want to take that a step further and talk about energetic grids. There are so many grids available to you. And when you are plugged in to a certain grid, the rules of that grid apply to you. If you refuse to plug into certain grids, those rules no longer apply to you. And when we have the biggest controversies and the biggest conflicts between people, it's typically because someone is having their own grid, they have their own rules, and then someone from a different grid tries to apply their rules to the other person. When really, all you have to understand is that is not your grid. You don't need to be angry at them. You don't need to impose your beliefs on them. You need to understand that you don't need to be in their grid unless you choose to be in their grid. When you subscribe to a YouTube channel, when you are a part of a community of any kind, that is a grid. When you go on my YouTube channel and you watch all of my videos, you are plugging into my grid. So the rules and beliefs that I have created for myself and that I'm sharing, that is my grid. If you don't agree, if the rules that I'm giving you, the things that I'm teaching you, don't serve your highest, best life, highest interests, then you are not plugged into the right grid. You need to plug in somewhere else. My grid is not for you. Let me give you an example of two different physical grids so you can kind of understand how this works. So let's take into example the United States. In Florida, recreational marijuana is illegal. If you fly over to California, recreational marijuana is legal. So you're telling me I could be doing the same thing, but if I'm over here, it's illegal. But if I'm over there, it's fine? How is this possible? Well, energetic grids have the same concept. You could be following the rules of my grid, and they're working for you because you're tapped into my grid. But if you're in a different grid, you could be following those same rules. It's not gonna work for you because you're not in the right grid. You cannot apply the logic of one grid to another grid because they function with their own logic. They have their own intentions. They have their own belief systems. They have their own goals. They have their own specific outcomes, desirable outcomes, right? So you have to examine every single aspect of a grid that you're about to tap into. So when you're following people on social media, when you're allowing people into your life, when you're applying the teachings of books or religions or spiritual guides or other role models that you have, when you're applying these things into your life, make sure that it's a grid you want to be a part of. So make sure that the person teaching is someone who's fully embodied in the teachings and is getting the results that you want to get and is living the life that you want to live. So if you are someone who likes recreational marijuana, you don't want to be in Florida because then every day you're going to be like, oh, is the police going to come and arrest me? No, you want to be somewhere where that's legal, somewhere where that is okay to do, somewhere where that is supported. Same thing with energetic grids. You need to examine what your values are first, and then you need to tap into the grids that optimize those desires for you and help you expand into that even more. The beautiful thing about grids is that they're there and they're not there at the same time. So grids can overlap, grids can be unseen, they can be seen, right? You can be in someone else's grid, take the information that pertains to your grid and leave the rest and be fine. But if you don't know what's your grid and what's not your grid, you're gonna have a really tough time with this. Let me give you an example of a real life energetic grid that a lot of people fall into without wanting to fall into. So some content creators who specially talk about relationships, they talk about a certain grid of casual dating. So So when you're in that grid of casual dating, you're not going to meet marriage-minded people. Just like how if you're in a marriage-minded people group, you're in a grid with people that like healthy relationships, you're not going to be able to have casual, intimate relationships with them because they're not on that grid. So the people talking about how this is the divorce rate, this is how much people cheat, this is that, their statistics apply to their grid. They don't apply to everybody. I'm not on that grid. I'm on the grid of people that like healthy relationships, of people that pour into themselves, that don't use intimacy as a tool to build their self-esteem. So that's my grid, right? So why would I apply the statistics from someone else's grid into my grid? It doesn't make any sense. So when you hear these statistics or you hear people saying certain opinions and certain things, ask yourself if you want to be in that grid, because if you don't, then their statistics don't apply to you. You can create your own grid, right? You can take what you learn and create your own grid. You can subscribe to other people's grids if you want to, and then take what you like and then make it into your own grid. Do whatever you want, but start to have this mindset and this perception of, okay, is this the grid I want to be in or not? Understand that anything anyone says, there's no objective truth to it. Even things that are backed by science, there is still proof of them not being true, right? Like, you can find the evidence that you are looking for if you know what you want. So figure out what you want and then find the grids that align with that, okay? Feel free to check out all my resources in the description below. And if you have any requests for content, let me know in the comments, all right? With that being said, I hope you enjoyed this. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.